News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The Friday afternoon commute started with snow and ice, and it was a little hazardous. A crash on Highway 51 between Brokaw and Merrill shut down the northbound lanes for a while, and the ice started to form on the pavement to the east and to the south. Highway 29 east of Wittenberg, also I-39 south of Coloma, and many other roads ice-covered and hazardous. State Patrol was busy all evening. Marathon County reported over 30 crashes just in the time since it started snowing Friday until about 8 o'clock. Governor Scott Walker stopped a Greenheck fan, Mosen E, on Friday. He mentioned the 7%+ income tax credits helping businesses reinvest, but he's always looking for more ways to cut taxes.
The only tax plan I've laid out is I want to cut taxes every year I'm in office. How we do that, whether it's through the income tax, the property tax, some other form, is really something we hope to have an ongoing dialogue over the next year on.
Marathon County deputies say remains found in a home exploding yesterday near Pioneer Lane. Patrol Lieutenant Fred Gotch said the tests are still pending to determine if the charred remains are human.
I don't know what the status of those would be. I would suspect an autopsy soon with respect to them.
43-year-old Jesse Jane lived at the home alone. His whereabouts not yet confirmed. Officials believe he was the person inside, and that may be whose remains they are looking at. Governor Scott Walker stopping at Greenheck Fans Facility in Mosen E earlier today. Along with the other accomplishments during his term, he did talk about an upcoming tax break that just kicked in for businesses. It's going to allow businesses to get credits, which will help them reinvest in their own plants.
7.5% credit will wipe out almost all of that taxable liability. And that means when you see equipment like we see behind us here today, that really makes a difference because they can take that money and instead of paying it in higher taxes to the state, they can reinvest that in new equipment. And new equipment overwhelmingly is what puts people to work.
Governor says if businesses can reinvest in their own business instead of paying the state taxes, it'll help them with putting on more people on the job. The new president of the UW system is promising to be more open about the university's finances and to collaborate more closely with state lawmakers. Ray Cross told reporters at a Milwaukee campus today that he's excited about taking over next month. He replaces Kevin Riley, who, like Cross, was the extension and college's chancellor just before being promoted to the presidency. Cross held the post since 2011. Earlier, Cross said he established a number of contacts with legislators and promises to keep them more in the loop about what's going on in the university system. StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Dunn's winter weather advisory in effect now through the night. It'll end tomorrow morning. Look for an overnight low of 27 and snow 1 to 3 inches possible. Saturday, the snow will end early, decreasing clouds, high 32 degrees. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.